In this episode, you're going to get the communication skills to deal with those times where you find yourself saying, why can't you all just get along? We don't have time for this nonsense. We have work to do. If this is what I wanted to do for a living, I would have taught kindergarten. Welcome to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, a podcast helping human-centered leaders master communication to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. I'm your host, David Dye, president of Let's Grow Leaders. Hey, welcome to the show. In this episode, you're going to get specific phrases you can use when your team's in conflict with one another. Use these tools and you'll improve your productivity, your team's productivity, teamwork, and help everyone, including you, enjoy their work more. When you're leading a team that can't get along, what do you say? How do you address it? Let's start with perspective. I think this happens to all of us. It's human nature. People are going to have conflict. You're going to have conflict. It's not an if, it's a how and a when. And what we do with it. What do you do with it? How do you make it productive and constructive as opposed to something negative and draining? Early in my career, when I was a newly promoted leader, and my executive vice president is named Jim, obviously I was struggling. He saw it. He took me to lunch at this popular restaurant for business meetings. So at lunchtime, it's packed with people having different conversations on their lunch break. So we sit down, order our food, and as we're waiting for our food, I get up to go to the washroom, and Jim says something kind of strange. He says, David, I want you to walk the long way around the restaurant to get to the washroom, and as you do, I want you to listen to the snippets of conversations that you hear. I said, okay. Those are weird instructions, but okay. So I do that. I come back, sit down, and he says, did you follow my instructions? I said, yeah, I did. He's like, okay. Of all the conversations, Jim says, of all the conversations you heard, how many of them were complaining? People complaining about their boss, a coworker, a problem at work. And the answer was at least half, more than half of what I heard were complaints of some sort. And his reply back to me was interesting. He said, and that's normal. It's human nature to complain. You can't respond to every complaint you hear. It's not your job. Not every complaint needs a solution. And complaints don't necessarily mean that something's wrong. It was a really important lesson for me as a young leader that conflict between people, it's unavoidable. And since then, I've discovered that there's an opportunity when a team member brings you a complaint, when they're having trouble getting along with somebody and it comes to your attention. Now, it depends on the circumstances. It might be an opportunity for them to grow. It might be a chance for you to improve your leadership. Maybe it's a moment to connect and build a stronger team. So when you're having this kind of drama and the team can't get along, I know it can feel like quicksand and a distraction from the work. But I want to encourage you that it's an excellent opportunity to improve morale and productivity. You'll be stronger on the other end. If you're a manager, these are essential skills, being able to work through these things. So when someone brings you this kind of challenge, you can go back to a couple of the greatest of all time powerful phrases, a connection and a clarity. The connection phrase here is a reflect to connect. Sounds like you're feeling this. Do I have that right? Sounds like you're feeling frustrated, treated unjustly, whatever you're picking up. Is that right? And then a clarity phrase, check for understanding. Really, we're checking for understanding twice here. We're doing an emotional check for understanding and then a fact-based check for understanding. So the emotional check for understanding, it sounds like you're feeling this. Do I have that right? The fact-based check for understanding, what I'm hearing you say is this and that. Do I have that right? You want to ensure you're addressing how they're feeling, connecting there, and then connecting with the facts of whatever they're saying to make sure you understand where they're coming from. Where you head next depends on the nuances of the situation. But you're going to start by ensuring that you've got it. You understand for sure. You're on the same page here. From there, once you've acknowledged the other person's concerns and feeling on whoever's bringing the issue to your attention, first thing you want to do is get more information, because your next steps will depend on the specific circumstances. So it's vital that you know what's happening. Here are three phrases that you can use. The first of these is, what do you want me to know? This helps you focus in and helps the person you're speaking with focus in directly on what is concerning them. Many of the questions that we would ask aren't going to get to the heart of whatever's in it for them. So if you ask, what do you want me to know? That gives you the information you need to then ask, how might I help here? Or how can I be helpful? The power of this question is it quickly reveals whether the other person just wants to vent or has a real problem. And it also helps you understand how they perceive the problem. Once you know that, then this next one might be appropriate. Should the three or more of us talk together? This is a question that's very helpful, powerful phrase in those situations where you suspect the person's focus is on something other than solving the problem, like maybe undermining a colleague or kissing up to you. For people who complain and want to dump their problems on you, it helps maintain some shared responsibility, like everybody's got skin in the game. Should the three or more of us talk together? So you ask those three questions, you'll probably have enough information to diagnose the situation. Start with, what do you want me to know? How might I help here? Or how can I be helpful? And should the three or more of us talk together? Once you've done that, once you ask those three questions, you're going to have a sense of what's going on and move the conversation forward. Okay, let's look at one scenario. You might find out that the person just needs to vent and get the frustration off their chest. They just need to be heard and they're on their way. That's one possibility. Maybe there's a misunderstanding or a lack of clarity that we need to help resolve. Maybe one party's unresponsive or sees differently. Maybe people are working towards different goals. Could be there's a style or personality conflict, or maybe you discover there's something really, truly toxic and inappropriate that's happening. So we're going to look at each of those scenarios and how you might respond to them. If the person just needs to vent, you can use another reflect to connect type of phrase. Reflect what you're hearing. That sounds really frustrating. Is there something else I can do to help? And the person who just needs to get it off their chest will say, no, I just needed to vent. I'm good. If you're suspecting that there's some values, personality style differences, then it might be appropriate to say something like, we're approaching this with different values and styles. Let's see what we can learn from one another and build a way forward. And there are lots of different instruments and tools you can use to facilitate those kinds of conversations. Whether, you know, everybody has their favorites. If you like Myers-Briggs, DISC, Enneagram, TKI, conflict mode instruments, there's so many different tools available if that's what you suspect is going on. The main thing, though, is to understand, yeah, people are different. We approach things differently. Let's understand where we're coming from, and then let's figure out how we can have those conversations and craft a future together that works for us. All right, let's take another scenario. Let's say you're dealing with a truly toxic situation and you need to address that. You're going to do it head on. You're going to do it directly. You don't really need a powerful phrase as much as that's not going to happen here. I mean, I suppose that is a very powerful phrase. That's not going to happen here. One that that one comes all the way from my very first leadership management book, The 7 Things Your Team Needs to Hear You Say. Sometimes you just need to say, nope, not happening here, and deal with it. Okay, one more scenario. We didn't understand when there's a misunderstanding, you see people working towards different goals, or there's a lack of clarity. That's on you. So in the previous episode, we talked about some phrases you can use to help start to address those. And when I say it's on you, everyone has responsibility for their understanding and creating that mutual shared agreement. But as the leader of the team, you can absolutely take responsibility and help move that forward. Call attention to it. Hey folks, sounds like we're seeing this differently. I want to take responsibility to make sure we're all on the same page here about what success looks like, about what a successful outcome will do, about what the operation procedure is right here, how we're going to do this. Whatever is appropriate to the situation, you can take ownership by saying, I want to make sure we're all on the same page. And that's your job. When your team's having trouble getting along, it can be helpful to call everybody back to the bigger picture, get back to the story of why you're doing what you're doing, and don't let the petty stuff and petty squabbles get blown out of proportion because people have lost perspective on what matters most. And so that's another form of clarity, keeping everyone focused on the big picture and what actually matters most. The way that I learned this many, many years ago, very, very early in my leadership career, was if you picture a group of people in a canoe or in a rowboat or something, and everybody's got a paddle, and they're all arguing with each other and squabbling. And let's say that there is a waterfall coming up ahead. And as the leader, you say, you're in the boat too. And you say, hey folks, there is a waterfall right there. If we don't start working together, we're going over that waterfall. Creates a sense of urgency and what matters most, and can get people working together. So getting that clarity about the big picture, what actually matters most, why it matters, and how you can achieve it together, getting clear on all of the procedures, processes, things like that. All of that kind of clarity is also an investment that can help minimize some of those petty things that people get into when they're not focused or don't understand what the team's actually about. So there you go. Some powerful phrases. What to say when your team's not getting along with one another that will help you get everyone back to what matters most, improve teamwork, and make everyone's work more enjoyable. And if you're listening here and thinking about, wow, all of the different kinds of conflict conversations that teams can have, these aren't easy. And navigating through them together is something I know you can use some support on. And that's why I've put together an entire leader's guide to powerful phrases that you and your team can use to navigate all the tough conversations at work. It'll help you reduce stress, improve morale and productivity, and it's free, completely free. Go to letsgrowleaders.com/podcast. You can download that today. Tons of activities in there and ways that you and your team can get the specific words to work through all those kinds of conflicts, get to more collaboration. If you enjoyed this episode, invite you to subscribe so you don't miss any of these practical communication skills to help you accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. Thank you to our producer and sound engineer, Brooke Bradford at Sheep in Space Digital Business Services, and Laura at Bruck Marketing, for making this episode happen. Until next time, I'm your host, David Dye, reminding you to be the leader you'd want your boss to be.
The UPS Store is making packing and shipping Easter gifts quicker than ever this year with UPS Air. How quick? Quicker than a walk around the park. Quicker than eating all the Easter candies. Quicker than finding a golden egg that you know is stuffed with cash. When you ship UPS Air at the UPS Store, your items arrive on time or your money back. Guaranteed at no extra cost. Exclusively at the UPS Store U.S. retail locations. Send Easter joy on time at the UPS Store. Visit theupsstore.com/airguarantee for full details. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.